I would like to tell you a little bit about the story of my husband, who was diagnosed with a dementia called frontal temporal degeneration. His personality changed. He began to become very paranoid, fear of the government or other people breaking into our home. Although he could speak very well, he could interact very well, he began to withdraw. The children and I were finally able to get him to see a physician. They went through a series of different types of tests. He was diagnosed with a clinical diagnosis of frontal temporal degeneration. We were stunned. They had earlier on told us that if that were the case, there was a 50-50 chance that it would be hereditary and that our children had a 50-50 chance of having the same condition. We had four children. They were very wonderful about going with me to the appointments and listening. We were very, very sad, the children and I, and my husband was very happy. We went home and we were sitting around and Ned was very happy. He was really excited and he thought we ought to have a party that night. And we were still somber and kind of in shock. Finally, he said to us, "You want me to die." He had understood that we thought it was going to be an Alzheimer's diagnosis. When it was an even more difficult diagnosis, we were even at a greater loss. He had 6 to 8 years to live. All of us at that point understood that he really had lost touch with his diagnosis. He was physically extremely healthy. He was very active. We had the opportunity to spend a lot of time being with him in the outdoors, and in the first year or two, we were able to travel. But as time went on, it became more and more difficult for him. Sometimes we'd be asked to leave establishments because of his behavior. He would take off and go running in the airport, and I couldn't catch up with him. So we started staying home more and more. Ned was no longer able to be at home alone. We started having people help us. Primarily, it was our children and two grandchildren. As Ned progressed, he became more and more agitated. He would pace, he would wring his hands. As time went on, it became more and more difficult for him to speak. Ned lost his battle and his journey. And since that time, I have become active in working towards awareness of dementia, because dementia is sort of an umbrella term. And the dementia that most people are most aware of is Alzheimer's, but there are many other types of dementias. I also run a support group for frontal temporal degenerations and related dementias. My drive is to have caregivers learn that they need to take care of themselves and that they need to not be embarrassed that their loved one has dementia. There's nothing to be ashamed of if you have Alzheimer's or dementia. During the time that I cared for my husband, I learned a lot of lessons. It taught me things. It taught me how to slow down my life. It taught me how to enjoy every moment that I had that day. It taught me how to walk outside. I had this big, strong husband who was very vigorous. He was acting like a 2 or 3 year old. So when he stomped in the mud or stomped on someone's flowers as we walked, he was my husband and I was bonded to him and I loved him. The experience of being a caregiver and being with my husband who had dementia taught me that there aren't very many things that are important. Those things are what I focus on every day, on how to help other people dealing with this disease, to help give awareness, and to help people to have a good life and enjoy the moments that they have with their loved ones as they go through this disease.